Want to know our best-kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR Must-Haves Master List, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The Must-Haves Master List is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental, and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE Must-Haves Master List by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best hosts didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
I'm Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting,
and this is the
Hosting Hotline.
If you want to get your hosting questions answered here on the Hosting Hotline, just go to hostinghotline.com, ask your questions, and we'll answer it here on the podcast. And you are going to help so many other hosts face this challenge with confidence because we discussed it here on the podcast. And today we have a question from Leslie.
Hey there. I have a question about PMS systems. So I have the PMS that I'm using is HostAway, and I feel like there is a difference between if I'm going on Airbnb, the different things that you can do within Airbnb that it seems like are not available if it is attached to a property management system. So I'm just wondering, how do you get around using a property management system when there are things that it doesn't seem to align with within Airbnb, like doing a last minute promotion type of thing, or I can't seem to figure out how to get my listing to show up in like the, I forget what it's called at the top, but where it's like a cabin or a treehouse or a farm stay. It doesn't seem to allow that to be in the listing. So anyway, just wondering if that's a topic that you've covered in any of the podcasts. Again, how to get around utilizing the property management software, but also all the features that Airbnb has within it.
Leslie, thank you so much for calling in at the hotline. We are going to talk about your two specific questions, and thank you so much for giving us those specifics. Before we dig in, I want to share with everyone, we kind of say this very often, but I think it needs to be reiterated, that whatever property management system that you choose, they really are there for you. They are not against you. They're not trying to not help you build your business. Utilize their customer support. If you ever, like we have very close relationships with so many of them. And again, they're in the hospitality business just the way that you are. And I'm telling you, most of them have open office hours. They have 24-hour chat. They have so many sessions that you can attend to help yourself. But please reach out to them if you ever have any questions at all. I want to share with everyone, I am someone that will openly let anybody know at any point in time if I do not understand something, if I can't find something. I mean, I am on chat probably weekly with some sort of support somewhere because I want to get the answers. Even if sometimes I've done my general search and maybe that search doesn't give me the answer I want, I go deeper. Is it always the most fun? No. But guess what? Those are for the people that quit. The quitters won't go that next step. So if I can't find the answer that I want, or I'm not getting the answer that I want, I will go to that chat. I will pick up the phone. I will do what it takes to make sure that I am getting the answer that I want. So I just want to encourage everyone. There are answers out there, and not always be what we want, but I've been one to get the same answer from two or three people, but I just need to know that that really is the answer. But I do want to encourage everyone, any sort of anyone that you do business with, I know that at their true heart, if they really do want to help you. And I just want to all host, carve out that time to make sure you're giving yourselves ample amount of time to sit down and reach out and
get your answers. A little hot tip. I know Hostfully for sure and Price Labs, they have recurring office hours where you can hop into a Zoom room and get your questions answered. And I know HostAway, we actually just did a big merger with from going from Properties to Hostfully to HostAway for a certain business situation.
Still with Hostfully, though.
Still with Hostfully, yeah. I know. So I was trying to like make that
some properties
not for
have
bad
moved,
reason.
Yeah.
It's just that
some properties have moved.
Yeah. But we had to, it was great because HostAway has a line that you can call and actually talk to them. Mm-hmm. But a little hot tip is I have Hostfully's office hours on my calendar, Price Labs office hours on my calendar. So for example, with Price Labs, every Thursday at 3:00 Eastern, it's on my calendar. I'm like, you know what? I've been meaning to ask how to use pacing reports. I'm like, I'm gonna hop in there. It's like that reminder mm-hmm. of like, do you have a question for them?
Of course, go to the hostinghotline.com.
Yeah, I love it.
There are so many solutions out there that if we slow down to speed up, and trust me, the reason I'm sharing this is because it's like a message to myself is I have a to-do list of companies I need to reach out to and get some clarification. It's not fun, but man, when I get the answer and it moves me forward, I'm super pumped about it. And it does take us to that next level. So let's talk about promos and property type where Leslie's two specific questions about her property management system.
Hosts, let's get real. Is your short-term rental truly protected? And no, we're not talking about air cover. That's not your insurance. It's Airbnb's. If you're relying on air cover or a standard homeowner's or landlord policy, you're leaving yourself exposed.
Exactly. Air cover only applies to Airbnb bookings, and you have no control over how claims are handled. You might be thinking, what about my homeowner's or landlord policy? Well, they're not designed for short-term rentals. That means guest-caused damage, lost revenue, even liability claims could come out of your pocket.
But here's the solution, Proper Insurance. They offer one complete policy built specifically for short-term rental owners. It replaces inadequate homeowner's or landlord coverage and gives you protection for property, liability, and even revenue loss if your rental is out of commission.
What we love about Proper is that they cover every booking, Airbnb, Vrbo, direct bookings, and even protect you during your personal use or vacancy period. Their expertise in short-term rentals mean they understand the unique risks you face as a host.
Don't wait until something happens to realize that you're not covered. Visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to schedule your free risk assessment today.
Click the link in our show notes or visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to get started. Proper Insurance will review your current policy, point out any gaps, and help you build a plan to protect your property and income.
Leslie, here's the good news. You can still run promos via Airbnb, even though you're connected to HostAway. And we actually encourage you to, whenever you want to run a promo, to run it via Airbnb. If Airbnb is your biggest lead generator, we love doing it that way because being bumped up in their algorithm or having them send our listing out to their email list. Now, how to do it, I'm just going to empower you to reach out to HostAway to show you, but you can. And I know that from recent personal experience. And anyone out there, you can do it if you're on Hostfully, if you're on Hospitable. There might be a PMS out there that blocks you from that feature, but I would doubt it. I'm assuming that if an Airbnb allows you to do it with that API connection, with that PMS, it would allow it for all the others. But that's the good news there, Leslie, is that you can still do it. You just got to figure it out.
And that'll be awesome for you when you want to and need to run those promos.
That's right. And actually, Leslie, you could reach out to HostAway, but you could also reach out to Airbnb Support Chat.
when you're on that listing, and they can navigate you to where to do that and run that. But you should have no problem running a promotion, even though you're connected to a PMS. And the other news about the categories that you're talking about, like the tree houses, the OMG, we're going to put a link to where I'm referencing this information in the show notes. But that is not a the categories are not something that we can put ourselves in. So Airbnb puts millions of homes, they evaluate them using machine learning to analyze titles, descriptions, photo captions, and guest reviews to then put you in those categories. Because if you think about it, you might think your property is OMG, but Airbnb may not think your property is OMG. So they have the last say on that. You can hop in a chat and ask Airbnb, like, hey, I have a tree house. Here's, you know, if you can see there's pictures of it. But that might also encourage you to get more quote unquote SEO or search engine optimization, Airbnb SEO. Make sure in your listing description or in your photos or your title that you are speaking to that category that you want to be a part of. But at the end of the day, that's not something that we have control over as the user. But yeah, here's what I will say. The property management softwares, they do block some capabilities within Airbnb. And every time I've experienced it, it will tell you, like, hey, you have to go to your PMS to do this. And then when I go to my PMS, I usually hop in the chat and ask them, hey, how do I get around this? How do I do this? I don't know that I've ever been limited to a feature just because I have to do it through the property management side and not directly in Airbnb.
Anything else, Annette?
You got this, Leslie.
I just don't want anybody to get frustrated with their PMS system because they feel like it's blocking them from being able to do things with inside the OTAs. So again, they are the property management systems are there to help you.
Yes. All right. But thank you for the question, Leslie. With that, I am Sarah Karakian.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of Thanks for Visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.